This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Fall officially arrived this week, and with it, some more reopenings and relaxing of restrictions around the Delaware Valley. We check in with our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, for her picks of events and activities going on this week and weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Tanya, despite the grim numbers of COVID deaths reported this week, there is news that at least in Pennsylvania, restaurants are moving to 50% of capacity. That is the case for every county except Philadelphia, which remains at 25% until at least next month.
That's right. And the key takeaway is that you must plan your dining in advance. Really, at this stage, there's little spontaneity for most events and outings. Almost everything is by reservation now, so you really do have to plan ahead. I'll be giving you information about certain events a little more in advance so you can get those tickets before they're sold out. Of course, masks are still mandatory, and be mindful to keep up those social distancing protocols.
Noted. Thank you for the advice. Tanya, what's on your list this week?
Philly Tech Week wraps up this Friday, and there's still availability for tonight's Nerd Met Gala. Since it's virtual, you'll have time to change into your best cosplay outfit and hang out and watch the Technically Awards. All this gets started tonight at 4 p.m.
I love it. It's calling my inner nerd and my outer nerd. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I think I've got a Wonder Woman outfit in here somewhere, but if you can't make that, in Haddonfield, New Jersey, you can indulge at their socially distanced Oktoberfest through October 4th. It happens on Kings Road, one of my South Jersey hangouts. And on Saturday and Sunday, they're having a Stein hoisting contest with an overall winner crowned on the last day of the festival.
Hoisting. You said hoisting? Is that a thing?
Well, I guess they just determine how many beer steins you can hold up, so you better start doing those push-ups. Philadelphia's Morgan's Pier Fall Fest is going on for the next 6 weeks, and they're promising all things fall from decor to drinks, and I'm sure they're going to have a few beer steins there as well, if not a contest. That's on the waterfront 7 days a week through November 1st. And yes, make sure to reserve your spot beforehand.
You're packing a lot of things in this week, Tanya.
Well, there's more. The Philly Music Fest broadcasts live from Ardmore Music Hall on Thursday and Friday. Performers include Japanese Breakfast, Langhorn Slim, and Arthur Thomas and the Funkatorium. Gotta love these band names. It starts at 7 p.m. both nights. Now, it is free, but you can donate or pay a little more and join the virtual fan experience so that you can have an interactive time with the bands.
I'm familiar with that fan experience at Ardmore Music Hall and what they offer. It's really great fun. Tanya, music is so important to support now more than ever, it seems.
The pandemic has obviously affected so many industries, but none more than live music. So if you can support them, please do. And Jennifer, last but not least, it's National Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs from September 15th through October 15th. The Esperanza Arts Center is hosting their Latino Arts Festival online this year, and next Wednesday they present Remojo, a look at various creative works in progress from music to plays, and that gets started at 6 p.m. on the center's Facebook page.
Está bien. As always, thank you so much for your picks, Tanya.
And you can head to whyy.org/things to do for more details on these events and even more. Mambo, 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 mambo